Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 17.
House audio check. The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Owen Blessing, who's General Assembly in Rolling Court. We'd ask everyone on the floor and in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Ms. Blessing.
Good morning. Almighty God, please provide wisdom and guidance to our legislators as they continue their work on behalf of the people of North Carolina. Help us to extend love and forgiveness to our fellow Americans so that we may work towards solutions to the issues that we face. Most of all, we pray for healing for this nation and this world. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, recognized for motion.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. The journal for February 20th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Clampett moves the journal for February 20th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Radio, Destin Hall, R.A. and Sane, House Bill 146, Taxpayer Protection Act.
Judiciary 1, if favorable finance, if favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 147, impaired driving law revisions.
Judiciary 2, if favorable transportation, if favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 148, driving, reduced legal blood alcohol concentration level.
Judiciary 2, if favorable transportation, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Elmore, Hollister, and Perret, House Bill 149, remote charter academies.
Education K-12, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Bradford, Christian Baker, Crutchfield, and Cunningham, House Bill 150, school contract health services.
Education K-12, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Moore, Lowry, Fontenot, and Chesser, House Joint Resolution 151, term limit for Congress.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, actually strike the Judiciary 1's bills referred to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representative Humphrey, House Bill 152, even year elections, Maysville and Pollocksville.
Local government, if favorable, Rules Calendar and Operations of the House. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Message from the Senate, Senate Bill 41, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize concealed carry permit holders to carry firearms for certain school property at certain times and to authorize concealed carry for certain law enforcement facility employees to repeal pistol purchase permits and to launch a statewide firearm safe storage awareness initiative to educate the public about the importance of the safe storage of firearms and to facilitate the distribution of gun locks.
Rules calendar and operations of the House. Members present to notice given earlier this week, there were no votes scheduled for today. However, there will be quite a few votes tomorrow. Members should pay close attention to the committees that are meeting today, as well as any committees that meet tomorrow, as those bills would be eligible and more than likely calendar for tomorrow for hearing. So members, again, would do well to review those bills, and if members are looking at amendments, to go ahead and touch base with the rules chair and staff, and as well as the clerk, and let members know that as well. Any notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk? Any notices or announcements from the body? Seeing none, the gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 22nd at 1000 hours a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in 15.1.
Representative Clampett moves, seconded by Representative Ward, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 22nd at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned. For our guests visiting there in the gallery, we're glad to have you with us. You'll notice there's a lot of empty seats today. This is just an administrative session. If you were here tomorrow, you would see this place would be full with members here voting on bills. Today, most of the members are around in committees here all over the legislative complex. But we're glad to have you visiting with us today, and we hope you'll come back again.
Representatives Penny and Watford are recognized to send forth the Local Government Committee report, House Bill 80, St. James Occupancy Tax Authorization, favorable and referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 69, Warren County Occupancy Tax, favorable, committee sub, unfavorable original bill and referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 73, Bridgeton Quorum, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 81, increase Halifax County Board of Education compensation, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and recommendation that the bill be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. The serial referral to the Committee on Rules is stricken. The bill is re-referred to the Committee on Finance and if favorable to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Potts, Baker, Lambeth, Parry, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth a Health Committee report, House Bill 108, Local Communicable Disease Program Funds, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 108, referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Representative Penny and Watford are recognized to send forth a Local Government Committee report, House Bill 99, Wake County Board of County Commissioners, Elections, Nonpartisan, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred, original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 99 referred to the Committee on Rules calendar and operations of the House. Representative Blackwell, Cotham, and Torbett recognized to send forth Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 45, Address Pandemic Learning Loss, Alamance County, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 45, referred to the Committee on Rules, House Bill 70, School Calendar Flexibility, Halifax, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 70, referred to the Committee on Rules, House Bill 111, School Calendar Flexibility, Durham in Person, House Bill favorable and re-referred, House Bill 111, referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar Operations of the House, and House Bill 129, School Calendar Flexibility, Pitt County, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 129, re-referred to the Committee on Rules Calendar Operations of the House. Representative Blackwell, Cotham, and Torbett recognized to send forth Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 106, School Calendar Flexibility, Forsyth, Winston, Salem, Stokes. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, House Bill 160, referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. House Bill 115, School Calendar Flexibility, Catawba and Cities. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, House Bill 150, referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 142, Protect Our Students Act Agency Bill. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Whereas committee substitute, House Bill 142, referred to the Committee on Judiciary 2. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the rules, calendar, and operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 2, extend deadline for expenditure of funds favorable. House Bill 2, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 29, support private property rights favorable. House Bill 29, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 34, protect those who serve and protect act favorable. House Bill 34, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 35, expand definition of opioid antagonist favorable. House Bill 35, calendar 36B. 22nd. House Bill 41, hotel safety issues favorable. House Bill 41, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 45, address pandemic learning loss, Alamance County, favorable. House Bill 45, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 72, firearms safe storage awareness initiative. House Bill 72, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 73, town of Bridgerton charter amendment. House Bill 73, favorable, and calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 75, PA team based practice favorable, and calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 106, calendar, school calendar flexibility, various LEAs, favorable, and House Bill 106, calendar 36B for the 22nd. House Bill 115, school calendar flexibility, favorable. House Bill 115, calendar 36B for the 22nd. And House Bill 129, school calendar flexibility, Pitt County, favorable, and calendar that bill, House Bill 129 for the 22nd, pursuant to Rule 36B.